Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome back to the Empowered of My Skin podcast. And today is a guest episode. And so we are welcoming our guest as turned into weapons of empowerment and journals into blueprints of transformation, a powerhouse who's been featured in Forbes and Fast Company. She shows the world that confidence can be created, clarity can be claimed, and courage can be unleashed. Y'all. So get ready to feel the fire that is my girl. I can call her friend. Please welcome Cheryl Sutherland.
Can you just start every day, every one of my days with that, please and thank you.
You don't need me. You don't need me. I got that. That is like, that was like, you pulled that out of me.
I received that. Yeah, I received that.
My friend, what has been your most empowering day that you've, more empowering thought that you've had in the day so far?
The most empowering thought that I've had of the day so far, to be honest, it's been a very rough couple of weeks, like mental health wise. And so I think the most empowering thought that I've had today is that I'm grateful to have people around my, like around me, and grateful to have people in my life that when I'm not able to pull myself up, that are able to pull me up. Aww. And so I'm so grateful to have you. Because that's exactly what I needed today. Yeah. So thank you.
And that's a beautiful thing. And it's actually a beautiful memory. It kind of aligns with I do this daily app, daily devotional in the Bible app. And today I did write that I'm very, really grateful to, I said, God, keep surrounding me with like-minded humans that really want to, they just want to be a force for good in in my life and in the life of others, you know? And so, yeah, I received that. So thank you.
Thank you.
You are known, and what I believe, what I've known you for, you left the 9 to 5. I think I know some parts of your story, but really, really excited to learn more, because I think there was a sense of unfulfillment. And so what was the defining moment that then pushed you to create Please Notes and then turn personal growth into your mission?
Yeah. So I guess the Coles Notes version is essentially I discovered personal growth when I was about 23. My dad had passed. I was in a very unfulfilling relationship that exploded. And I was like, and I had been approached to do this sort of work before. And then someone approached me again and I was like, cool, what else? What do I have to lose? It's only up from here. And I'm so grateful for those people that were so persistent in my life, because if not for them, I wouldn't be standing here today being able to do these things. And I just noticed in myself, like the way that I was able to hear myself was different. The things that I thought about myself, or even just noticing the things that I was saying were not coming from my true self. A lot of those limiting beliefs were coming from somewhere else. So I got excited for my life for the first time in a very long time. Wow. And I was like, I want to learn more about me, about who I am, about what I can create, what can be unleashed if I chose not to listen to these limiting beliefs. So from there, ended up moving to California. So I'm originally from Calgary, Alberta, moved to Southern California, manifested that, and then ended up working for another agency where I'm just like, okay, these people are supposed to be about this work. Like, I got connected to these people from this work. Why is the magic not magicking? And I'm like, you know what? Because this isn't what I'm supposed to be here to do. And then, so I always know that whenever I create space, God will give me the idea. And then I got an idea for this particular line of what would life be like if I knew every single day that I deserve good things, or that I could remind myself of who I really am. Cause it's so easy to like go to a workshop or go to a course. You come back, you're energized, you're on fire, you're ready to take on the world. And then the world gets to you and then that all falls away. So how do I make it easy? How do I make it fun? How do I help people become their favorite versions of themselves? Mm. And so I thought initially, sticky notes. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop. Let me surround myself with magic. And then from there, it just continued to snowball into guided journals, into the planners, into the affirmation cards. And now apparently I have a whole line that's all about helping you become your favorite version of you. So I think if I was to pick one moment that caused me to take that leap, it was just knowing, you know, God never puts anything on your heart that isn't yours to create. And so if it's in here, it can be created. And just listening to that, deciding to follow that and say yes to this next version of myself.
Well, we're all grateful for it, because I look at my, if I can spin my,
yeah,
I have at least three of your books here. Two are full. One is still in its packaging, ready to be used. And so, yes, I'm actually a product of the work that you do. So thank you.
Thank you.
Has been interesting, just, I want to just tap into this. What's been easy and hard about your journey?
Easy has been figuring out the actual processes of things. Like for me, when I think about, like, and I'm so grateful, like when I started this business almost 10 years ago, we have the internet. So if I'm trying to find a manufacturer, if I'm trying to even like do some graphic design work, et cetera, we have things like Alibaba, we have things like Fiverr. So if I even, you know, sketch out something, I'm able to send it to somebody that's able to put it in a format and get all those things done for me. So the actual creation of the projects, of the workshops, of the workbooks, all of that that goes into the magic, that was always very easy. I think the two hardest things would be myself and my limiting beliefs. And I'm grateful for this company because it's caused me to have to choose myself. Whether it's like adjusting my prices and increasing my prices, whether it's continually going out and pitching and speaking about the value that I'm able to create, like it's caused me to have to really stand up for myself in a way that I've never had to before. And then I think also, one of the things that I find has been the hardest thing has been conveying the value. When I started this company, I started it in California, in Los Angeles. So Southern California, very woo-woo. People understand personal growth. I don't have to teach people why it's important to journal every day. I don't have to teach people why taking care of yourself is important. It's like a different type of life. But on the East Coast, it's a completely different struggle. Like the conversations that I have with investors, the conversations I have with bankers, the conversations that I even have with people at stores that are like, oh, well, I could just get this at Dollarama. I'm like, oh, well, bless your heart. If you want to get that at Dollarama, like you're unable to, but like, go ahead. Right. Like I'm not having to prove my value as much. And I think here, like it's definitely been a grind and sometimes very daunting, but then there's always a point where somebody's just like, oh my gosh, this happened to me because I eat your thing. And I'm like, okay, just let's keep going then. You know, like it's interesting, but it's what it is, I guess. It's a game.
And I love what you touched on in the sense that because of what you do, you actually need to demonstrate that, you know, surrounding yourself with like affirmations and all this, any other. So a lot of people think that affirmations are just words, right? Mm. I'm an affirmation junkie, which is why I was completely drawn to you from the get, you know. I think I'm just looking because I want to remember what my first journal had on it. It says, I am capable of wondrous things, right? And so
yeah.
So when practiced intentionally, though, they become catalysts for transformation. So speak to us a bit about what you have learned or can share with listeners about the power of affirmations and why they are actually so important.
Okay, and then actually, I pulled an affirmation card for us, so then I'll pull this and show it for us after. So the thing is with affirmations, and if you strip it down, it's not woo-woo. It's neuroscience. What are the things that you're saying to yourself, and are you saying it with what energy are you saying it with? So if you're saying, I'm bad, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to be good enough, all those things, that is an affirmation. And you are rewiring your brain to like cut yourself off and know that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, that you're never going to have those things you want because that's who you believe you are innately. If we take a look at the other side, if you tell yourself, and again, that's one of the reasons that I'm so excited for my kid's neck that is now out, is like you were telling yourself, no, I am this, like I can do this, I can be this. And it just really opens up the possibilities. Who was it? I think it was Henry Ford that said, whether you say you can or you can't, you're right. Yeah. And so it's really up to us. Like there's a certain point where, yeah, we can blame our parents for a lot of things. We could blame our surroundings for a lot of things. But at what point do you take the responsibility for your own life and say, no, this is who I'm choosing to be. This is who I, how I'm choosing to move through the world. Another thing with affirmations, you can't just say, oh yeah, I'm a millionaire, and then it come to fruition, because oftentimes your brain will just bounce it off. If it doesn't feel at least 51% believable, your brain will automatically reject it. So you want it to be general. And then as you believe and like see into the general one and feel really good about it, then you can get a little bit more specific to the point where you'd be able to command things to happen for you and to you and draw you in. Another quick thing I will also say is that when you are practicing an affirmation, like my favorite affirmation is everything is always working out for me and everything is always falling into place, is that when you see something fall into place for you, that you're like, oh, this is evidence of this. I see this. I recognize this. And I'm taking this as like clear evidence of that. And it reinforces it so much so that you're moving through the world with this level of safety, of feeling like you could risk a little bit more when you know that things are in fact actually working out for you. And then the card that I pulled for us today was, when I believe it, I will see it. So what is it that we get to start practicing believing coming to fruition and letting come into fruition?
I will say this, because I have a vision board, and on it, I'm just looking at it now, it's over to my right, it says, the best way to become a billionaire is to help a billion people. And that vision board was created in 2018. And at that time, I mean, I didn't have a podcast. I wasn't a public speaker. I was certainly climbing up the corporate ladder and still probably developing some type of a platform. But I was nowhere near as self-aware of my gifts and my strengths as I am on today. And then eventually when I start to recognize some of those things were unlocked, and I recognized that I want to then tie a mission to who I was as a human being. And that was to help 1 billion people in this world think in ways that are empowering, because I had empowered my skin at the time. So that became the mission of the organization. And then I just had a hashtag that said 1 billion empowered. And so, and slowly, your network starts to, like, I see it and now I believe it. And I believe it more so because people are like, I'm part of your 1 billion. Like people are excited to be in my 1 billion, And I agree. Like for me, I saw the words, and then eventually, I will say that there was growth, there was exponential change and transformation with COVID. And the reason why is because we went virtual, and that vision board was in my rearview mirror. So every single day I'm on a virtual connect with somebody, and in my mirror, I could see my vision board. And in the middle of the vision board, it says the best way to become a billionaire is to help a billion people. Hashtag 1 billion empowered. And then slowly I just started to your point, I ingested it so much visually that I just saw it everywhere. And I love the fact that you said that we have, oftentimes we're moving through this world so quickly that I think it is right. When we do see evidence of what we've asked for come to fruition, it's not to continue the hustle. It's to stop and acknowledge and take it in and be okay to rest in that moment. Because I think that that's what then multiplies that,
I agree.
Huh. So before I go to my next question, there's something now you paused me there. But there was something that you said. I loved how you started when you were talking about affirmations, because I think it's for listeners, I really want to double down on it isn't woohoo. You did talk about the neuroscience of it, but more importantly than that, I think the fact that you said that no matter what you think, you are affirming something. So we are constantly affirming. Mm-hmm. It's just, what are you choosing to affirm? That's the thing, is bringing your affirmation into aware. Like, that's what I pulled from you. And I just wanted to make sure the listeners heard that, because you kind of breezed through. And I said, no, you got to slow it right down for that.
You got to slow it down. Don't. You get to choose who you want to be.
Yeah.
So today, who are you choosing to be?
Yeah.
Who are you deciding you want to be today? How do you want to move through the world? What do you want to come to you? What do you want to let pass you by?
Yeah.
It's really up to you.
And so, madam, I am, you know, please notes, and I'm the creator of all things great on the affirmation plane. What thoughts do you still have that you need, that you hear, that you actually audibly hear, that you need to self-correct?
Yeah. Thanks.
No, because some people may assume that just because you're in this business.
Girl, I find like, and this is the thing that I had to reconcile is it's you never get done. It's never going to get done. Sometimes I feel like when I first got into personal growth, a lot of the changes, the shifts, they were big. They were, you know, bright. They were like, oh my gosh, like, oh, I'm changing my life. Like, boom, boom, boom. And then as you go through, it gets like very subtle. Like that voice will come up again. And I know one of my oldest misbeliefs is always that I'm not enough. And that's one that will always probably be with me. In various forms, and it'll show up in relationships or whichever. And now that I know that that's it, just like, okay, well, why am I choosing to believe that in this instance? If this is not true, then what would be true? What do I want to be true? So I'm not enough is a big one. There's always been an interesting thing around money, that I've never had enough money, that I'll never have enough money, that I'm not making enough money. That is one of, I think, the biggest ones. And it's one that I see plague a lot of people that are, people of color, especially Black people, and then immigrants as well. Because I know that growing up, the way that my parents raised me were very like, no, we don't have money to afford. We can't afford that. We don't have money for that. We'll never, like, da 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 da. And then so that's the way that I was trained. That was the lens that I saw life through. Even though I have an amazing credit score, I have properties, like, I had savings. I had savings. And I was still like, oh, it's never enough. It's not enough. Like, that was always there. And so now the opportunity is to look at all the great things that I've created with money, being able to pay my bills and be able to receive money. Like, that flow now is what I'm choosing to lean into, is like the evidence of my success.
I love that. I've even learned something from what you just shared there. So thank you, because it connected with me in a meaningful way. I do want to get into journaling. Before that, though, I do believe we are all walking brands, right? Like, we're constantly, I had this experience in
walking trophy.
I had this experience in, I was in Nigeria, and I was in the lobby of the Marriott Ikeja. And this woman comes up to me and she's like, Kechi. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, my name is Funlala, and I'm Nigerian, but I live in Kenya. I follow you on LinkedIn. Yeah. And I recognize you because of your hair, you know? And I was just so excited. Like, I was like, what's the chance? Like, she was here on a business trip. So same country, same week, same hotel, same time in the lobby. And the way I showed up for her is she said, even more than what she sort of saw on LinkedIn. And so I share that in the sense that, I'm not, like, I am who I am, and I try to make sure that that's the person I am. But even more so, you have this brand of, you know, affirmations and positivity. And so how much does that keep you in check when you are
in public?
In public, I just have to ask. And do you ever think about that? I'm just curious.
I mean, like, I will throw out some things in traffic and be like, but I'm also, my windows are always up. But I think also most importantly, I tend to laugh at myself afterwards, right? We all have these moments of being like human and regular. So like, let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
However, I feel like who I am is an offshoot. My brand is very representative of me.
Yeah.
And so the reflection that I've often got was just that I'm very joyful.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm very glad that that's the way that people receive me.
Yeah.
And
joy is contagious, actually.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to say that, like, even if I'm upset with something or frustrated with something, I tend to move through it very quickly. But I'm also very focused on, like, I really love and enjoy being joyful. And I also say, like, within the last couple of years, there's been some very difficult situations. It just, even within my family, like 2 years ago, we had like a string of people passing away, starting with my 18-year-old nephew, who is authentically my whole heart. And I will definitely say that I was not this shining star of joy. But what I was authentic.
Yeah.
And that's all that people can really ask for.
Yeah.
That's who I am. And and I love loving people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that that comes through in my work, and it comes through in the quality of the magic that I make. And I think that comes through with who I am as a person.
I love that. And I've only, you know, it's so interesting because consistency is one thing. So growth is another thing. Consistency is everything. And I think from the day I've met you, there has never, like, I always, it's important to me. It's actually a value of mine that, that people, I'm not sometime-ish. People, you know what I mean? Like, people will know what they will get when they get me. And that's, that's an exceptionally kind, loving, you know, optimistic human being, right? Like you're typically always going to get that. And I want to just commend you and give you flowers that from the day I've ever met you, you've consistently been kind and loving and joyful and magnetic. And, just my face always lights up whenever I see you, right? Like,
Thank you.
I know what I'm going to get. And it's never been like, oh, who am I getting today? So I think that that's beautiful. And, so journaling, I am an avid journaler, which is why I get your books. So talk to us about the power of journaling and why it is such an important tool for us to use in our lives.
Yeah, I will say statistically most of the what people would call successful people journal. And there's a couple reasons why I think that it's so effective for people. I think, first of all, it creates a space of clarity. So if you have a bunch of things swirling in your head, it's going to take up a lot of energy. It's going to take up a lot of time. It's going to distract you from the things that you want. So if there's something, even like a problem that you're looking to sort out or just like negative energy, that is a very solid conduit for getting it out and then also making it safe. I sometimes will have anxiety because there's just so many things that I want to do or so many things that I need to do, or I feel like I'm responsible for so many people. And so if I write it out, then I get to sleep at night. If I don't, you know, it doesn't matter how many melatonin I take, I am going to be awake, right? So there's that. Also, you're not able to lie to yourself when you journal. If you say that you want something and you put it in black and white, then that's it. That's your clear declaration that this is what you want or what you don't want or how you feel about X, Y, and Z. There's no way for you to get around it. So the real question would be, why aren't we using this tool more often? What is it that's blocking us from even just writing down how I'm feeling today? And it's this level of vulnerability. And then also knowing that, like, I can't hide from this truth now that I've written it down. So this is an amazing opportunity. And people are like, yeah, I journal on my phone. Well, that's different because you're not actually allowing that same level of focus from your brain to your fingers. And then being able to like write it out is a whole different, it uses a different part of your brain and a different level of focus that when you write things down, it's easier for you to create versus when you're just going ahead and like typing some things or doing a voice note on your phone. The very big important stuff, the juicy stuff, the stuff that you want to move the needle, please write down.
It's interesting. And thank you for touching on that, because being in tech myself, I was just about, that was going to be a sort of a double click I was going to have for you is with all the technology advancement, I'm figuring it's also disrupting your space, the space that you play in the industry. And so do you have, how are you sort of either adopting, like, you know, the introduction of AI, the use of digital technology tools for mindfulness and wellness? Are you collaborating or are you sort of separating your brand from it? Where are you in that realm?
I'm in a very interesting space. I feel like, as you said, a lot of people are asking, especially when I'm doing pitches or talking to investors, or like, how are you integrating technology and AI? And like, what you're doing is a dying thing. Like, nobody buys stationery. That's in fact a lie. People that are about personal growth work, people that are even about stationery, there's a lot of stationery addicts. There's magazines dedicated to stationery. People do buy stationery. I think the way that I want to incorporate, or how I've decided to incorporate technology, is I have a subscription service where every single month you get a affirmation track from me, and there's like a specific theme. I think the first one is like, today is a good day, mm-hmm. or something along those lines. And so like, I've created that set of affirmations you can sit down, listen to, enjoy. And then there's also a month's worth of journaling prompts mm-hmm. that you get to work through. And so the technological, or like the slightly automated component in that, is that you are actually getting this every single month menu, or automatically allowing you to stay in that practice, not feel bored, mm-hmm. and then help you create a consistent habit that mm-hmm. will help you excel as a person.
Okay. So the marriage. It's a marriage.
Yeah.
I love that. I love mm-hmm. that. So before I go into Rapid Thrivers, you have the mic and you're only going to get one affirmation that you can share with the world today for them to carry on beyond this conversation, what would it be?
I think it has to be the one that I spoke of before, that everything is always working out for me and everything is always falling into place.
Why that one?
Because it is. I think, A, it's general enough that people can feel in alignment with it. Mm. But B, I know my opportunity for growth is to like relax and let things be taken care of for me. Mm-hmm. As someone that used to be the catalyst or used to being the one in control, just being able to release and let that go, whether it's like throwing it up to God or the universe, or just knowing that I'm delegating things to the right people, that's what brings me joy. That's what brings me ease, and also allows me to focus on the things that like my zone of genius, and lets me do those things a little bit better.
And earlier you talked about, you know, a period of time where you're going through a lot of grief. And I think like a, mm-hmm. like a declaration or affirmation of that sort, I think it is actually really helpful in those moments. Cause like you said, mm-hmm. you weren't necessarily reaching for the positivity. You were reaching for the authenticity. We did an episode on the power beyond positivity and the art of intelligent thinking. And so mm-hmm. intelligent thinking implied that, where positive thinking is always like, it's the best, the best, the best, the best. Whereas intelligent thinking is what's really happening to me right now, not mm-hmm. making it worse or better than it is. And mm-hmm. then sort of like knowing that it's going to work out. And then mm-hmm. what are all the ways that this can work out for me? Like actually then mm-hmm. having these prompts of those type of questions that enable you to navigate forward, and not keeping you stuck or not keeping you, you know, moving backwards. So
yeah,
I can appreciate those affirmations.
Yeah. Or even like when you're thinking about very difficult times, like I speak about it in my gratitude book. Like if, you know, your job closes down or your business has to close down, what is the benefit or what have you learned along the way?
Yeah.
What was the experience that you had? How did you have to grow as a person, change? Like, because again, not everything, even relationships and marriages, nothing is meant to be permanent.
Yeah.
So if during, by me encountering this person, even if it didn't, you know, like we're not sailing off into the sunset for the rest of our lives, how have I changed? Have I gotten to be better? How have I grown as a person? And that in and of itself is the magic of it. Even with my nephew, I mean, I love him for everything. And it's still very difficult for me to reconcile the fact that, like, I'm never going to be able to take a picture with him again. I'm never going to get another voice note with him. I'm never going to be able to do his hair again. But how have I become a better person for having someone to love as much as I love him? And I think that's very, very important, because sometimes people won't ever be able to experience those depths of love or care or anything for even the small amount of time that I had him. So. Oh,
it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful and such a beautiful way to look at relationships, whether the person's still here or not. You know, I think something else that I want to pull out to make sure that the listeners heard is, like, life is actually very transient. Nothing is final with the exception of death, right? And so, you know, don't look at everything as, don't look at the things that are still living as final, right? And you'll find space to be able to move. And thank you for that. Thank you for showing your heart.
Thank you.
Yeah. We love your nephew. What was his name?
Oh, Taimani.
Oh. Mm. Grace for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to move into some rapid thrivers. And when you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind and why?
Engeji. I thought it was supposed to be the first thing. So, like, there we
I'm
go.
Right here in front of you. That doesn't count.
God's plan. It does count.
Okay, okay.
It does
You
count.
Know what? Let me receive not. Let it. Me. Let, I'm, okay, received. Thank you, God.
I love that. I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive? Oh,
God. Meditation.
Oh, okay. We didn't talk about meditation. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you, Miss, like, what is your routine? What's your daily routine? I know I'm going off track here, but what's your daily routine?
Wake up in the morning. I do meditation.
Same time? Do you wake up at the same time?
Usually I attempt to, but sometimes, you know, the body wants what the body wants, right? So my first alarm goes off at 6:30.
Okay.
Second alarm goes off at 7:30. So if I'm not in my meditation by 7:30, then it's like, okay, yeah, we're going. Mm-hmm. Wake up, gratitude, meditation, journaling. Now, journaling sometimes isn't an everyday thing. I'm a person. I attempt to do it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If I don't feel inclined to it, I won't. However, majority of the time I like to, especially before I start my work day and say, this is how I want this day to go. Mm-hmm. Also exercise. Otherwise, the anxiety is bubbling. And also visioning. So, like, what do I want this day to look like? How do I want to feel? How do I want to move through the world? Even with, like, if there's any appearances that I'm doing, any meetups that I'm doing, pre-paving is super juicy to say, like, oh, this is how I want this to go. This is my intentionality, and allows that you to go in with a little bit more focus, a little bit more flow. I think that's everything. I have, like, a list.
No, I love it.
So and I wake you, up and it's
results,
right there.
Results are in the routine, right? Like, I think it's absolutely really important. And in October, we had we were in a well within. So, I mean, everything that we're talking about now fits really well in the month of October, but well within series, which was focused on wellness and well being. Because we typically always focus on mental health, but you know, wellness is not one dimensional, it's multidimensional. And that's what we kind of unlock. But what you just talked about there is, like, it's so important. Like, you need those daily habits that you can commit to in order to stay well, because I'm with you. I'm going to just it like, please. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you saw how she closed her eyes when she was talking about imagining what her day can be like the day that she wants to create. She wants to create, not the day that's going to, you know, sort of
happen to her.
And mm-hmm. irrespective of whatever shows up in the day, she's already created how she's going to move through it. And I think mm-hmm. that like people don't see the power of that. I don't look, there's some people out there, y'all. They just get up. Lucky if they brushed their teeth and they're just out the door. Like they've done nothing. They haven't prayed. They haven't thought about how kind and generous and loving they want to be for the day. They're just out.
Yeah.
You know,
they're out.
And we got to contend with that. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm not allowing somebody else's energy
mm-hmm.
to offset mine, you know? And I think, you know, I love to say like, Cheryl, I've seen you, I saw you do it at an event this summer. Like when you walked into the room shifted.
You know? I receive that.
And when you leave, it shifts again, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like the room is constantly shifting, and that everyone owns that shift. You know, mm-hmm. if they believe it, you own it. And I know you believe it. You've mm-hmm. done the work to stand in that truth of that. You know, so I love it. I'm a benefactor of your shifting. What is a book that has helped you with your thrive?
Ooh. There's a couple that I just thought of right now. What is it? Breaking the Habit of Being Your...
No, that's okay. Breaking the Habit of...
Of being yourself. However, I'm going to take that back. Okay. And I'm going to go to... what is it? It's Gabby Bernstein. The Universe Has Got Your Back.
Oh, that's a beautiful one. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because when I found that book, I accidentally moved. Sorry. I told you I was going to tell you the story. That's when okay. I accidentally moved back to Canada.
Accidentally so, moved back to Canada, by the way. This is the second time I'm hearing this story. Go on.
So essentially,
long says the intentional queen.
Right? Oh, cool notes. And like, I know I created it, but I was like, oh, this is not how I want it. But you know what? God's plan. So I ended up, I was in Southern California, really exhausted with the way that I was running my life and like really attempting to like get a visa. So I was working really hard. I ended up getting a job interview with this company that I loved. It was like the juiciest opportunity. Ended up flying back for the final interview, flying to Toronto for the final interview. When I went to go fly back to Southern California, they're like, no, you're not allowed to come. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, it looks like you overstayed your visa. And I was like, no, I haven't. They're like, yes, you have. Don't try to drive down. Don't try anything. Like, and then so I was at the Air Canada counter. Now they had this flight credit. And I'm like, okay, well, do I stay here? Do I go to Calgary? I'm like, that doesn't feel right. Do I try Vancouver? I'm like, do you know people in Vancouver? And so that's how I ended up moving to Toronto. SpaghettiOs. And I forgot what was happening before. Why did I tell that story?
Because of the book.
Ah,
you
know, yeah.
The Universe Has Your Back, yeah.
Yeah. So I was with,
help you remember.
Bless your heart, right? This is why you're my number one here in Catchy. You're my number one. So one of my girlfriends that I had known through this personal growth company was like, Cheryl, I know you're going through a bad time. Let me pick you up. Let's just like go to the mall and do like regular things. I'm like, cool. So we ended up at Chapters over at Square One or Yorkdale. And then I saw this book and it was just her. And I was like, what? I feel like I need to get this book. And I haven't heard anything about her or anything like that. But it was just like the magnetism. I'm like, this is for me. Yeah, I have no money, but like thug life. And I got it. And it was exactly what I needed to make it through that really, really rough transition. You can make it through this rough transition too.
I have a cough. As I have a coughing fit while on mute, but you weren't supposed to stop then. I thought I had enough time to cough it out before you started talking again. I will have to decide if I'm going to edit that out. If I didn't edit it out, then you know I keep it totally real. But
Yeah.
So what is an app that helps you with your thrive? Oh, I'm crying.
The Insight Timer app.
Oh,
yeah. So I use that for my morning meditations.
Paid version? Free?
Free. Free. No, because I just used it to the timer and then hear the gong at the end and I'm like, mama. Right. Yeah, but I do use YouTube for a lot of the guided meditations. I like to switch it up. So okay. And that's YouTube free.
I use paid version. I should put you on my family plan. I'll put you on my family plan. What is one what is one misconception that people have of you as they see you in your thrive?
Oh God. People are like, I want to be like you when I grow up. And I'm like, why? I feel like people think that so I'm very hard on myself. So that'll be the caveat to this conversation. I feel like people think that I'm always confident, that I always know all the answers and that I have it all together. And then so it becomes difficult at times when they're either I don't have that and they're like, what's wrong with you? Like you're like sometimes people don't believe that I'm allowed to not be available or allowed to not have like be overwhelmed or things like that. And then oftentimes like I feel like very far and few between, like people are like checking in on me as much. Yeah. Like if, and then even when I ended up doing that move to Toronto, a lot of my friends and family were just all like, yeah, I was like, I just really wish that more people checked up on me and asked me how I was doing. Cause I was not well. And they're just like, oh, well, you're Cheryl. We just expect you're going to do well and you're going to succeed. I'm like, I know I'm going to succeed. However, I like being taken care of. So please take care of me. All the men that want to date me in the future, please take care of me. It's non-negotiable.
The question I have to ask is how good have you been to ask for help? Because I know I'm very much like you, but if I'm really honest, most people, I'm constantly giving help. I'm constantly offering to help. I'm constantly giving help. Very seldom have I developed a great habit of asking for help. And so a lot of people don't realize I need help.
Yeah, I'm definitely better with asking for help, especially I think as a result of having the business, like you have to ask for help. Yeah. You can't, you know, buy your own products, right? Yeah. So, however, my opportunity for growth now is paying for help.
Yeah.
And doing that more. Like, I love to do all of the events because I know I have the best closing ratio. I know my products better and people enjoy being around me. However, to set like somebody up to do the sales for me has been difficult.
Yeah. Wow. So where do we find more of you online?
The dark web. No, I am on pleasenotes.com. Please as in please and thank you. Notes as in notesoflove.com, where you can find all my products and services. You could also find me at Cheryl Sutherland, C with Cheryl with a C, Sutherland as in Donald and them .com. And that's my personal website that I use for my speaking, coaching, and those sort of magic there. My more personal brand, I guess, is the best way to say it. And then LinkedIn. I'm always on there. You can't miss me. Cheryl K. Sutherland is the whole thing. And let's hang out there and be friends and buy my products.
I love it. And we'll share all of the links in the show notes. And as a final question, finish the sentence. I'm most empowered in my skin when?
My first thing was to say I am myself. Yeah, that's all. That's when I am myself.
Yeah, I love it. You're most connected. Well, there you have it. The Cheryl Sutherland of Please Notes. I thank you so much for saying yes. It took us some time, but we're here and I am grateful. And to everyone that has been watching this, you need to go and get yourself one of her journals or affirmation cards. But two, just rewind and share and listen to this again and share the episode. That's all you got to do. But for now, it's easy. But for now, this is where we say we're out. Bye-bye.
Adios.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin.
finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.